quite an inspiring example. We have been doing some calculations on productivity of state-owned enterprises in the Pacific Islands relative to New Zealand, and we're finding that they are about one-seventh as productive as those in New Zealand. So the cost is enormous, and this Samoa example is a really good illustration of just how much productivity can be increased by some fairly simple but difficult political reforms.
Is it as simple as by going down the road that the Samoa have followed, if you pardon the pun, as we're talking about road building? They've taken out the government element to some extent, and also, of course, the potential element of corruption.
Well, yes, I would not. I mean, what you say is quite correct, but the example really is one that shows that sticking at things over an extended period of time pays dividends, that productivity can be remarkably increased by reforms of this type. We estimate productivity has gone up by a factor of 3 or 4, and in addition has developed a huge amount of expertise within Samoa on this type of activity. It's not a reform that stops the state paying for road building, but it's a reform that shows how the delivery of road building has changed.
It does also, I presume, make those responsible for building the roads and maintaining the roads perhaps more answerable than they would be under a state-owned model, because there will be timelines, I presume, penalty payments if they don't hit those deadlines and so on.
Absolutely, and this is one of the chief benefits of the reform, is that the quality, which initially was a little patchy, to be honest, but over time has shown remarkable increases and improvements.
So because Samoa has achieved this success over a prolonged period of time, because I think that this dates back more than 10 years now, does that therefore give hope that they can deal with this enormous blow of losing Yazaki, the single biggest private employer in the country, that there may be new firms that might emerge who can take these people on?
Well, I think two important points need to be emphasized. One is that, yes, indeed, this took a long time, and it was done with donor support. In this particular case, the World Bank, who helped Samoa both fund and develop the expertise. But at the same time, it also shows that job creation is quite possible in circumstances where politicians often say, well, if we do this, a lot of people are going to be pushed into unemployment. So I do think it's an example that gives us some hope that the closure of this large employer can be offset by appropriate policies.
Bearing in mind the success that Samoa have achieved, and the ADB has put out a document specifying in greater detail than we have available to us now exactly what they have done, why do you think other Pacific Island nations have not followed the lead? Why are they reluctant to let go, as it were, from a governmental point of view?
Well, I think one of the reasons is that they fear unemployment, and this example shows that unemployment is not only something not to fear, but in fact that employment can be created by the appropriate type of reforms. It's a long-term process, Richard, in terms of trying to advocate and to get governments to undertake reforms of this type. But Samoa is a shining example, and Samoa shows that this can be done.